Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, who is our Savior. He is the Son of God. He can make the vilest sinner clean and bring us into a right relationship with God. Without Him, there is no right relationship between man and God. Without Christ, there is but one mediator between God and man, and that is Christ Jesus the Lord. There is but one mediator. There is but one mediator, and that is Jesus the Lord. There is no need for anybody else to say that they are a go-between between God and man. There is but one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. Christ is the anointed one, Jesus the Savior, and he is called the man. He is the God-man, and that's the way the scriptures present him. Now, today we want to just briefly mention this about there are things the Lord tells us to lay for ourselves treasures up in heaven, where moth neither rusts nor corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. He also tells us in Philippians that we are to set our affection on things above and not on things on the earth. I read briefly a card today of a situation where a man was telling of how that he some years ago got this bit of advice from a woman who was a collector of antiques, and she owned four or five houses. And she had this bit of information about the fact that she will hold on to things for a while, and then shortly they'll pass on into the hands of others. Now, I don't remember if that is exactly the way it's said. I don't believe it was, but that's the gist of the message, that we are like a person who is in a relay race. You think of those who start the race, they have a baton. They run around the track. Sometimes it's a short race, and sometimes others will carry the baton a longer distance. When I was in high school, we had what we call the medley relay. The first person ran for 110 yards, the second ran for 110 yards, then the third ran for 220 yards, and the fourth ran a quarter of a mile. So you see, there were two who ran at the same distance and two who ran at different distances, carrying the baton. And one could not run until he had received the baton. He had to receive the baton within a certain area, within a restricted space, and then he'd pass it on to the next person. And he carried it, tried to get it to the next person as quickly as he could. But you know, in this life, that's the way we are. We are carrying the baton at this moment. Each one who is alive now, we have the baton. We are not in a hurry to pass it off and be off the scene. We are in a hurry to pass the baton on, but we still want to be busy with the baton of God's truth. And we want to faithfully give that message. It is our time to march across the stage of life and to serve the living God and to encourage people to look to Christ. We are to faithfully bear the message of the gospel of Christ, because in every generation, we must see people born again, brought into a new relationship with Jesus Christ. In every generation, that is given to every Christian, to go with the gospel and present the gospel to every soul. That's what the Lord would have us to do, going to the whole world with the gospel. We bear this baton, and it's ours at this moment. Let's not drop it. We have the baton. Let's not be silent about it. Let's not hoard it unto ourselves and say, I'm saved. I'm sorry about everybody else. I'll just close my doors, pull up the moat around the bridge around the castle, and just hope that everybody else will find their way. No, we must pass this message on. Now, Father, we pray that we will be faithful today in giving out the message. It is ours for a while, so we pray thee to do that. For Jesus' sake, amen. Now, in the Gospel according to John, chapter 16, we want to read five verses today on the program. John 16, 24. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. This blessed my heart, particularly starting at verse 27, for the Father loveth you because ye have loved me. Now, do you love the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you truly love him? Now, he says that we have seen that earlier in John 15. He said that he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. So you cannot say that you love the Lord and don't care about what he has said to you. You cannot say that you love him and live a life unto yourself and say that you're your own property. No, we love him and we show him our love by loving those whom he loves, by loving him whom he loved. He loved the Father. The Father loved him. Now, if you will love Jesus, the Bible has assured you of this promise, that God the Father loves you. It grieves my heart to hear people think that they have sinned so greatly that the Lord no longer will love them and can love them. And they bear such a burden. They listen to the lie. They think that God is like a man. And, you know, there are some people who will say, no, I can't love you because of what you've done to me. I won't love you. And they refuse to. They refuse to show any kind of love. And then there are others who say, well, if I love that person, that means I'm a weak Christian. No, it is not that. When you find someone who is defeated by sin and you stoop to love them unto Christ, you are Christ-like. If you don't, you are like that man in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 10, who saw the man battered, bruised, defeated, lying on side of the road, and you moved over to the other side. Perhaps you saw the bleeding man stripped of his clothing and wounded, and you said, I can't spare to get that all of that blood and gore on me. I'll just look at him and go ahead on. No, there are people who feel like, well, if I am kind to this benighted soul, this troubled soul that has fallen so deeply in the sin, then I am looking just, I may get some of their dirt on me. Well, let me tell you something. Did you not know that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin? So do you not think that dirt on your body is less than the dirt in your soul? That the blood has power to go deep enough to cleanse the dirt of your sinful soul, your rotten attitude, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, can cleanse that and make you accepted in the family of God as though you have never sinned. You know one of the charges that they leveled against our Lord? He receives sinners and eats with them. Now, he's the Holy Son of God. He had never sinned. Can you say that about yourself? In your refusal to help sinners, in your refusal to go after them with the gospel, in your refusal to minister to them, can you say that you've never sinned? Well, if you do say that, then you've missed out. Then you've been deceived. You don't know. You see, in order for a person to be saved, they have to recognize that they are a sinner. And so if you say that you've never sinned, that you've been a good person all your life, you know what you've just declared to me? that you know nothing of the grace of God. You know nothing of the salvation that is in Christ Jesus alone. The Christ said he came into the world to save sinners. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And if you've never seen yourself as a lost sinner in need of a Savior, then the chances are you still are lost. You are lost. You've never been saved. You may be a person high up on the hierarchy in your church. You may have gone far in the minds of others, and the opinions of others are high opinions of you. But if you've never seen yourself as a sinner, a vile, wretched sinner, deserving hell, then chances are you're a lost man or a lost woman. You've compared yourself to you. You've never compared yourself to God's standard. You've never given yourself over to Christ. You've never given yourself to receive the gift of God. You are offering your record and standing on your record. But the Bible tells us this, that God the Son receives sinners. And if you want to show your love for Him, you will be concerned about sinners. You know, you can throw a piece of meat to a hungry dog so hard until it could hit him and hurt him, make him run away. And even though the dog needs the meat, there are people who will throw the gospel just like that. They're very unkind. They don't show the love of the Son. They don't show love for the Father. Say, who are you, preacher, to judge others? Well, I've seen how people do things like this. And they will condemn others who are willing to stoop and to help those who are bound and in sin. Remember what our Lord did. Here is a woman sitting on the well, coming, or he's sitting on the well. Here's a woman coming to the well in the middle of the day. She's a woman who's had five husbands, was living with a man who was not her husband. In other words, she was a very immoral woman. And the Lord Jesus received her and brought salvation to her heart. There's a man in Mark 5, a vile, filthy man, so vile and such a wretch of a man, he's in a graveyard, walking among tombstones, naked, cutting himself. He is frightening people. It must have been a repulsive sight. The Lord Jesus helped that man, gave hope to him. And as we mentioned earlier, in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 10, the Good Samaritan saw the man battered, bruised, dying, bleeding, lying on the side of the road, and he stopped, helped that man, and he put that man on his own beast, and he took that man to an inn, and he paid for that man's stay, and said, if he needs more, when I come back, I'll give that to you. I'll pay for that too. You see, this man was showing love. He was showing the love of God. Oh, we've come to a place today where we think it's weak to show love to battered, bruised, defeated sinners. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He died for sinners. He died for them. He didn't throw something and say, now find it for yourself and be content with that. He laid his precious life down. The Holy Son of God did. Can we not go forth with a love for them? With this message that God has given to us to take to them, that God loves them so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And if we love Jesus, the Father will love us. And if we love Jesus, we'll love those for whom he died. Now, Father, we ask thee to bless this message and use it to minister unto hearts and send revival unto us, we ask, in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. May the Lord bless you.